FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Josh Wilson. That was then. This is now. Before that, Charlie Peacock, Big Man's Hat. Charlie celebrating 66 years young today. Good morning to you. Olivia and Fred with you. Happy Thursday, 7:03.
Are you seeking employment? New positions were just posted on WJTL's job link. You can just click on the job link banner at WJTL.com to explore employment opportunities available with businesses and organizations in our community.
Our very special guest today, Thomas Carr, is the CEO of Revelations of Freedom Ministries. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning. How
so
you doing?
So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my beautiful wife of 32 years, Trish Carr, and my son Noah, who is getting married tomorrow night, and his fiancee Emily, and my younger son Joshua.
Congratulations on your son getting married. That's a big day.
Oh, it is. We're looking so forward to it.
I hope it goes really well. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about Revelations of Freedom Ministries.
Well, Revelations of Freedom Ministries out of New Holland, Pennsylvania, and we are an addiction program for men. We're a 10-month program. And we help men with all types of addictions. And what makes us very different is we actually pay the men to be in our program.
Okay.
We actually, when they come into our program, they have about 30 days to get used to our program. And then we actually hire them as employees. And then they actually work for Freedom Thrift. And they work out in the community helping to clean local churches.
That's awesome. And the Freedom Thrift stores are something that not only gives your folks places of employment, but it also helps to support what you're doing, right?
Correct. They help fund about 40% of our budget for us. So they do, all the staff at Freedom Thrift in Ronks and New Holland do a great job for Revelations of Freedom Ministry. So I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as far as your addiction program, like what's it usually look like for somebody who comes in? How much time are they there? What do they do?
It's a 10-month program. So they come in and they start each day with a devotion, and they have breakfast, and then they have about 2 to 3 biblical classes or recovery classes. We also have GED classes and computer classes. They actually had a computer class yesterday, because we also focus on life skills besides the love and grace of Jesus Christ. And then they have lunch, and then from about 1 to 5, they go out and work, like I said, at Freedom Thrift, or they go and work out in the community.
That's really cool. If folks want to get more information about what you're doing, they could visit you online, right?
Correct. They can go to www.rofm.org.
And coming up, you have a banquet if folks want to come out and support what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. That is September 26th, Tuesday night. It's at Shady Maple. Steve Arterborn is our guest speaker. He is part of New Life Ministries, and he also started Women of Faith. But he is our guest speaker, and again, that's September 26th at Shady Maple.
I understand Lisa's going to be there.
Yes, Lisa Landis, she was here last year for us, and she did such an awesome job, so we invited her back this year, going to be our MC.
She does do an awesome job.
Yes, she does.
We think pretty highly of her. The Revelations of Freedom Ministries banquet is coming up September 26th at Shady Maple. We're going to talk more to Thomas about that, so we invite you to stick around. Music from Chris McClarney is next, too.